It's time for the Mommy to Mogul radio show with Martha Sanchez, a show focusing on providing women with information to take their life off pause and help them build a successful business. Martha is a registered nurse with a bachelor in nursing and a master's of business administration. And the Mommy to Mogul radio show furthers her personal mission of empowering women to help them build successful businesses so they can reach financial independence. Coming up, we'll discuss such topics as leadership, social media, search engine optimization, marketing, branding, and other business building topics, helping you grow your business. It's the Mommy to Mogul radio show. And now, here's your host, Martha Sanchez.
Thank you for joining me, and welcome to the Mommy to Mogul radio show, where every week I bring you resources to thrive in today's marketplace. Are you an entrepreneur who is interested in being the host of your own show? Do you want to be acknowledged as the expert in your field? Do you want to increase your visibility and get heard? Then you're in the right place. Our expert team has put together a podcasting by professionals product to get your name in the game right away with a step-by-step instructional coming December 26th. Hurry, early bird pricing is available now at podcastingbyprofessionals.com. Join us. We're reaching millions, and so can you. Dream big and take action now. Go to podcastingbyprofessionals.com. Well, let's get to today's show. With all the many changes that are consistently happening on Facebook, how do you keep up? And how do you keep your head from spinning, for God's sake? Sherry Martin, social media specialist with WCN Interactive, is back, and today we'll be discussing the upcoming Facebook changes and what they all mean for your business. Let me tell you a little bit about Sherry. Sherry Martin is a social media marketing specialist with 16 years of online marketing experience. She helps small business owners increase their online presence through marketing, website enhancement, social media marketing strategy, and she is also the co-founder of WCN Interactive. And it's always eager, and she's always eager to share her expertise through training, coaching, and speaking. Sherry provides others with a better understanding of how to maximize the various social networking sites so they can expand their vision, attract more prospects, and grow their business. As a graduate of international social media trainer Mari Smith's Social Media Mastery Immersion, boy, that's a mouthful, as well as a member of Mari's inner circle, Sherry realizes the importance of offering continuing education for those seeking knowledge of the ever-evolving social platforms. As a result, she launched the GPS Academy, an online social business learning center. Sherry is a certified coach, trainer, speaker, and founding partner with internationally respected leadership expert John C. Maxwell's team. And she is also a solutions provider for Constant Contact and a business mentor with Florida Institute of Technology with Women Business Center's Ignite 360 program. Let me welcome Sherry Martin. Sherry, are you there?
I am, Martha. Thank you. Gosh, you make me sound so cool. I sound pretty good. Sherry, who wrote that, right?
Sherry, you are cool. You are cool. And for those of you that our first-time listeners, Sherry is a regular contributor to our show. I try to have her or her husband, Richard Martin, on the show at least once a quarter to give us updates on what's occurring with social media, because it's changing constantly, isn't it, Sherry?
It really is, and it's always such a pleasure to be on your show, Martha, because you keep your audience so informed, not only with social media, but business updates, and you're on a mission to make sure that they are constantly aware of how they can grow their business. So it's always, as I said, an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. You make me feel so comfortable as a guest, so thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And let's get into it right now, because I know we've
all
got
right.
So much to discuss, don't we?
So we do. Another new change today. I don't know if you saw it or not. I can't wait to share that. So.
Oh, gosh, no, I haven't been online today yet, so I have not seen that one. But let's start with the obvious question, which so many business owners ask. Why is Facebook always making so many changes?
Oh, I know. And isn't that the truth? I mean, I've been on Facebook probably now, well, since about end of 2008, first part of 2009. And I do giggle every time there are changes made, because we usually are complaining about the changes that are being changed, and that we now are used to, but we complained about those changes when they came on board as well. But you know, Facebook, they say it's because of fairness. They want to make sure that they are reaching out to all the audience, not just the business owners, but, you know, the users, because without the actual individuals using Facebook, there would really be no reason for us businesses to be using Facebook. I mean, you know, as in any website, it's all, you know, it's never complete. They're always going to be, you know, moving forward, doing new and interesting things, but most importantly, make sure that it does stay true to its original purpose. And as we know, you know, Facebook first began back in February of 2004 as an online social networking service for college kids. And, you know, they wanted to make sure that their true purpose was to connect people with who they want to communicate with. So we had to think back about, you know, their sole purpose. And, you know, right now, the last stats I read as of the third quarter of this year, Facebook now has 1.35 billion monthly active users. So what that does is basically makes us realize that Facebook has to keep in mind of the user experience, and they have to think of all 1.35 billion users. What do they want? And they're always doing surveys. There's a new feature now. I see it a lot in my newsfeed. They'll ask me, "What do you think about Facebook, Sherry? What do you like about it?" And I have a number of times been asked certain questions. Have you ever seen that appear on your newsfeed, Martha?
I have. You're absolutely right. And you're right. They're very in tune to their market, so they're always asking those questions. And It's a very smart move, I have to say, and it makes perfect business sense. Even though we complain about it from a business perspective, you'd have to know who your market, and their ultimate market is the individuals. Because for us as businesses, if they didn't have the individuals, we wouldn't be on Facebook, would we?
That's correct. And you know, we also have to put our mind in the mindset of the Facebook, you know, powers that be, you know, Mark and his team, is, you know, they also have to think about, you know, the billion posts that are running through the platform every day. I mean, every single day there's just, you know, think of Twitter, you know, now we're on, you know, Facebook, and it's just constant. And if they don't find ways to make the user experience pleasurable so that they are making sure everyone sees the posts of their closest friends and family members, you know, and to get the most engagement and enjoyment on the platform, they would lose everybody. And I don't really see people dropping off Facebook. People complain about it and say they're shutting down, you know, their Facebook page. My older son actually told me he was going to go ahead and just close it down. He was tired of the drama that happens, you know, and all this, but I haven't seen him leave yet, so we'll see. But they also have to keep in mind that not everybody accesses Facebook the same way. So, you know, there's 30% of the Facebook users only access Facebook via a mobile device. So they also have to continue to make changes and tweaking so that they, too, are having a good experience. And that, you know, there's a lot to consider, you know, to make all the users get the most out of their experience and to make them happy and stay. Because, you know, let's face it, as you said, they're a business, and they are now, you know, on Wall Street, so they have to make sure that they're also bringing in dollars. on this free platform.
And that's so important that you talked about the fact that they're a business and that they have to bring in dollars. And not only that, I love that you talked about the mobile devices, because I often tell my clients that one of the biggest and most important things they need to worry about is to make sure that when they're doing posts, they're attractive posts for mobile device users. So they need to be concise, pithy, if you know what I mean, and then have something that's very attractive, an image that goes with it, but that's not too large so that the user can still interface with it.
Precisely, and that is so true. I mean, we have to, every business owner needs to understand that the majority of individuals not only use, you know, a mobile device to access the internet, but also to get their emails. I mean, that's a whole different program, but, you know, we have to think about what we like when we see something and when we're using our mobile device. So yes, exactly. And those are things that, all those things they need to consider when they're making these changes. So I guess the bottom line is they want to make sure that every person that is using Facebook is having a good experience, and that's their goal, to make sure that we all are going to stay and not leave.
Yeah, because I remember, you're right. There was a huge crowd that was saying, "Oh, we're going to close out." In fact, it was the younger generation that was saying that, and that was their beginning bread and butter. They don't want to lose that as well. So I think that may be part of the reason they're making some of the changes. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely will. Definitely will agree to that.
Because that was a big thing. I remember the trend where less and less young people were using it. But that being said, it's still a huge place. My daughter uses it, not as often as she did, but then again, now she's in the working environment. So she doesn't have as much time to use it and be on it as she was before, but she's still on it. So it's still, it's still someplace she goes.
Well, my older son, and he's, 38, when he mentioned to me that he was going to, close his account out and everything, I giggled because, he said it's a lot of drama, but he also said, Mom, I just don't like to be having advertisements pushed at me. And I asked him, I said, well, do you watch TV? Do you listen to the radio? There's always, somebody has to pay for that platform so that you can have the experience to use it for free. Now, generally,
Oh, Sherry, and I have to interrupt you because we're on our break now. We'll be right back with Sherry Martin.
This is the Mommy to Mogul Radio Show, helping you build your business. And we'll be right back with more from Martha Sanchez after these.
Are you like so many women working in a job you hate? Let Martha Sanchez take you from a regular mom to an entrepreneur. Just imagine running your own business and living the life you dream of. Take action to change your life with Martha's Mommy to Mogul coaching package so that you can do what you love and make money too. Go now to www.mommytomogul.com or call 305-209-KNOW. That's 305-209-NO.
This is the All Business Radio Network, ABRN.
Are you looking for something more in your life or business? More success, more stability, more happiness? It's all out there waiting for you, but it doesn't just happen. You've got to go get it. Make it happen with Michelle McCullough, where motivation and strategy intersect. Michelle is a serial entrepreneur, acclaimed speaker, and the Woohoo Radio Network's resident business and success strategist. Michelle has the smarts, strategies, and experience to help you improve your life and take your business to the next level. You've got big dreams. You've got big vision. Now it's time for you to make it happen.
Welcome back to the Mommy to Mogul Radio Show with Martha Sanchez. She's here to provide you with information and resources that will empower you to build a successful business and reach financial independence. Now let's get back to the show. It's the Mommy to Mogul Radio Show, empowering women to build a successful business. And here again is your host, Martha Sanchez.
And we're back with Sherry Martin from WCN Interactive.com. And if you want more information about Sherry and her business, you can contact her there. Now, Sherry, you left me the perfect opening when I had to stop you in our prior segment. Mm-hmm. You were talking about your son, and he was talking about the news feed and how he got commercials and stuff like that. So that leads me to my question. How does Facebook decide what to show on its news feed? Because I find that interesting. I've had my own observations, but I want to hear from you.
Well, definitely. Well, first of all, kind of talking about those advertisements, a lot of the advertisements that we see pushing in through our news feed or on the side, it's because they are following what we do, our activity on Facebook. So, you know, the stories that show in your news feed are actually influenced by your connections and your activity on Facebook. So, for example, when I am doing research on maybe for a client, and I'm constantly pulling up different pages or, you know, in the search and such, all of a sudden I'll see ads pertaining to that. We were recently going down to Isle Mirada to a family wedding, and I was booking a hotel. And as soon as I booked that hotel, immediately I saw nothing but hotel advertisements for the Keys. So again, that's that activity that you are producing, you know, and you're creating there on Facebook. It also, and this is a good thing because this helps you to see more stories that actually interest you from your friends that you interact with the most. And the people that you do interact with the most, that's who you're going to see more from in the news feed. And that was a question that was just recently asked to me on my Facebook business page by a former client and some other people. They were interested in, why am I not seeing the engagement, even on your personal profile, from people that used to engage with you? And it could be the way that you are, maybe you're not doing as much activity out there yourself, because all of that is based on the number of comments and likes that a post receives, what kind of story it is, meaning is it a photo, a video, a status update, which is just text. You know, all of those, again, the way it is, the way you actually intersperse and communicate with everybody, that's what's going to make it more likely whether it appears in your news feed or not. I mean, both the type of engagement and the activity and everything, that is what's going to impact that visibility of a singular post. A lot to take in, a lot to think about, but just think for yourself, when you're actively engaging, what do you see more of? More from that individual, more from that specific page. And that is how pages, businesses, can get more organic reach, is by constantly getting out there and engaging and responding to other people. And they're going to then have more visibility.
And it makes total sense, because I have noticed the same thing. I noticed that if I click on, if I'm doing some research on Facebook, like on a particular hashtag or whatever, for a show or for a client that I may be helping, all of a sudden I'm getting a lot of information relating to that particular hashtag. So they are definitely tracking. It's kind of eerie sometimes, but it does help with people who are normal users, not so much people who do what we kind of do, Sherry.
Right. And that's true, because we have, you know, those of us that are in the marketing, you know, marketing business, and we're on Facebook more for a different type of person and have more intentions set. We're going to see different things than just the normal user that is there to connect and communicate. And I mean, Facebook still is an awesome communications tool. That's exactly what it is. So we have to remember that, even as a business person, that it is a communications tool. Now, as an individual, if you really want to see more from those that you're connected with as your friends, you can actually go to your friend's page, and you do have to do this on each individual one, but you can set your friend's parameters just by, again, going to their page, hover over their, the friend tab, which is up there in their cover image, and then you can choose to get notifications, you can choose close friend or acquaintance, you can even put them in a list that you've created so that you can just pull up lists and just see the activity from those specific individuals you have put into a specific list, and even just communicate with those individuals. So Facebook provides you a great tool to make sure that you are engaging and connecting and communicating with those that you want to connect with. But you have to take that extra step and figure it out. And unfortunately, most individuals, novice users, don't know about all these features.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it can become a little labor intensive to do that initially, but once it's done, then it's a lot easier to maintain, because then you only need to do it from that point on.
Exactly. When you connect with somebody, I always, when I'm teaching in my class and I'm working with my clients, and I do some, you know, even in our community, I will teach some, you know, pro bono Facebook classes. We've gone into some of the independent living centers where their family members want their parents and grandparents to connect with them on Facebook, but they're a little nervous. So we've gone in and we've actually conducted classes so that they, first of all, we teach them how to set their privacy parameters and be comfortable using Facebook. But we teach them that when you connect with somebody right away, either add them to a list and set your parameters. Do you want them as a close friend, an acquaintance, or, you know, restricted, whatever you want. And that way you've done it right in the beginning. And it's easy for those that are just starting. For those of us that have been on a while, oh my goodness, it is labor intensive, definitely.
Absolutely. So, Sherry, let's talk a little bit about what are some of the biggest game changers for Facebook. And I know this is probably going to take more than this second segment has for you to describe, but let's start diving into it.
Okay. Well, there are so many different changes that have been taking place. One of them, we'll start kind of in the beginning of November. There actually is, and a lot of this pertains to business pages, but some of it does pertain to the individuals that are just using it as well, not for business, but to just have that communication tool. But fans of a particular Facebook page now may see some of those pages' posts bundled together in their news feed. And that is one of the new updates that Facebook added. I think it was around the 6th of November. So if a business page is posting multiple times during the day and an individual gets on and has liked that page, they may see all of those posts bundled together in the news feed. So it is making me as a business person and as a Facebook trainer now to rethink. We used to say post, you know, 2 to 3 times a day, 4 to 6 hours apart, so that you're not, you know, just saturating a person's newsfeed. But now Facebook, with this little game changer, they may bundle all those posts together, so it's not going to make a difference. So one of the things, and I follow and mentor with Mari Smith, she is even saying now on her business page, she is only posting maybe once a day or maybe every other day. She's not posting as often because for that purpose mainly. So, you know, you really need to think through, and again, why are you doing all these multiple posts and what is the intention, so that you're not looked upon as somebody that posts too many times, because that can be a pet peeve for some people.
Yeah, so I can see how that would impact it. And you lose the impact if it's all bundled together. It's not the same impact as if it is one post, one time with your message, and they see it there and they go, oh, okay, you know, and they're more likely to read it. It's almost like spam mail versus, you know, a regular monthly newsletter, or if they know that you post your newsletter weekly, you know, a weekly newsletter, stuff like that.
Exactly. Now, along this note, another change that took place was Facebook users now have is called additional control options for choosing what they want to see in their news feed. And what is really, I find this interesting, is that you can actually filter the view by people, groups, or pages, or see them all at once. And this is actually in your news settings. You can go up and change that filter by clicking up there in the left-hand panel up at the very top where it says news feed, and click on that little icon right next to it, like a little wheel, and it pulls up where you can actually filter out some of the settings. And that way you can maybe see a list of all the most prominent pages, groups, or people who have appeared in your newsfeed over the past 7 days. So again, this is another way that you can have a little bit more control over your newsfeed. So I like this feature. I've been using it and kind of, you know, seeing how it works or not, so I can kind of filter a little bit more. And then, and that kind of gives you a little sense of a little bit more control over your newsfeed by going in and filtering that out. So that's another little game changer they made. One of the biggest ones is actually not effective yet. It will be beginning in January of 2015, so it's not too far off. But this is where Facebook is actually going to begin monitoring and reducing the appearance of overly promotional posts. So this is definitely going to affect the businesses, but it's also going to make the individual that is following business pages maybe a little bit more relieved. They're not going to see so many salesy type of posts, which is, you know, we never should be selling to people on Facebook anyway in a post, but unfortunately there are some of us that do, and, you know, we need to be very much aware of that. But this change back actually will not increase the number of ads that people see in the newsfeed, but the idea is to increase the relevance and quality of the overall stories that are now seen in the newsfeed, so including page posts. And that, again, will help individuals that are reading their newsfeed not see so much of the postings by businesses that are just constantly promoting them. I mean, what it is giving the people a better user experience. And that's exactly kind of going back to what we spoke about in the beginning, is that's what Facebook wants. They want to make sure that everyone on Facebook is getting that best experience possible. And they're doing this because they listened to what people were requesting. So basically, you know, posts that solely push people to buy a product or install an app, that's going to be, you know, definitely Facebook will make a, you know, get that off there. Or if they want, you know, push people to enter into promotions and sweepstakes with no real context. Also posts that reuse the exact same contact or content that they're using in ads. So we're going to have to be more intentional as a business person on our Facebook business page to make sure we have a strategy in mind when we are creating our content. And yep, really giving the individual that is following us on our Facebook page a better experience as well.
Yep. And we will be right back with Sherry Martin and more Facebook game changers.
And we'll be right back with more from Martha Sanchez after these. If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, marlatabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Girasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Girasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward. With tips, tools, and advice, and hard lessons learned, these pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Girasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central, on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to the Mommy to Mogul radio show with Martha Sanchez. She's here to provide you with information and resources that will empower you to build a successful business and reach financial independence. Now let's get back to the show. It's the Mommy to Mogul radio show, empowering women to build a successful business. And here again is your host, Martha Sanchez.
And we're back in segment three with Sherry Martin. Sherry, you were talking about, you already talked about three of the ones that are, one that took place and two others that are sort of taking place as we go along. What other changes and game changers are happening?
Okay. Well, one of the biggest game changers that took place actually at the end of the summer was when Facebook said no more like-gating. And this is a term for us business owners that have a business page. It's also called fan-gating. What it basically means is that we can no longer force someone to like our page by giving them an incentive, meaning only you have to become a fan or you're not going to see this content, you know, sharing, you know, showing some information just to fans but not to non-fans. But, you know, Facebook, why they no longer want us to, why they're not allowing, I should say, this feature any longer, is they really, again, it goes back, they want users to like brand pages because they actually like them and not because they were promised some freebie. And that is a huge game changer for a lot of businesses that have used a lot of these many, many apps that are out there where, you know, hey, like us, you're going to get this information. If you don't like us, sorry, you can still comment on our page, but we're not going to give something to you. So that was a huge game changer that took place at the end of the year. But what Facebook now has provided, some really, I'm going to kind of go quick through these changes and we can talk more about them. But one, they just started adding a call to action button for business pages.
Ooh, and yes, I want to talk about that one because I was excited about that one.
Oh, I know. I can't. I don't have it on all of my pages that I manage. I don't even have it on my own, but I do have it on a few of my clients. One in particular is an Orange Grove, and I'm helping promote them through Facebook ads and such. And I couldn't wait to put the Buy Now button on their cover image, you know, and all that, because what it is, it's located in the page's cover image. It gives you seven calls to action that you can choose from: a Book Now, a Contact Us, Use App, Play Game, Shop Now, Sign Up, Watch Video. You know, they're all very similar to the call to action buttons that are on Facebook ads, you know, that you maybe have seen through coming through the news feed. But these call to action buttons link to any destination on or off Facebook. So, for instance, this client of mine, for this Orange Girl, I'm taking it right to their shopping cart, or their e-commerce cart on their website, you know, to get people to, you know, purchase. So you set that up as the business owner or the administrator on the business page and select what specific URL or web address that you want people to go to when they click on that tab. So, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, you know. And this is kind of rolling out right now for, you know, so it's slowly rolling out here in the U.S. and it'll be worldwide over the next year. So very excited.
Yeah, and not everybody has it, though. It's rolling out in segments because I've been waiting for that and still haven't gotten it.
Exactly. Like some of the pages I manage have it and some don't. And it's like, oh, I want them at all. Because you also can track the clicks. It is so cool. You can actually see the stats, you know, click the stats to see how many times the button was clicked on. I mean, oh, do I get excited or what? But as a marketer, I love those type of features when they do provide that. So that's a really neat tool in that people, when they mouse over, if they see your page coming through the news feed and they mouse over and they see your cover image, they see that feature and they can click on it right there in that news feed. So that's because only about 96% of the individuals that like your page never come back. So only 4% actually ever come back to the page. They always communicate within the news feed. So we have to keep those things in mind. Another new feature.
And you know what? You just said something. I have to stop you because you just said something that is so relevant and so important for business owners to realize the significance of having your cover image and the fact that they're making these other changes in terms of cutting back on the salesiness and the promotional piece, they're still giving you an opportunity to have a sign up or a call to action on your cover image. So you need to utilize that when it's available to you.
Exactly. The cover image, especially since they've released, you know, and now allow you to put calls to action and other more, you know, content on that cover image. It's a billboard on Facebook for you. And it is seen when anyone hovers over your name or your page, if it's being shared or seen in the newsfeed. So yes, you really have to have a think through your marketing purpose with that. Definitely.
Yeah. And that's why I had to stop you, because this is very significant in lieu of, like I said, the other changes that you were talking about. So please continue. I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, stop me anytime. This is your show. And I do get very excited when I start sharing this information. And I've just had a lot of fun this last 2 weeks really researching all this new stuff coming out. But one of them on the status update box on your Facebook business page, there's like a target symbol in the very bottom left-hand corner, and it's allowed. They've always provided you some things that you can target, such as gender, age, location, language, etc. Now you can actually target your organic page post by interest, and what this does is you can select from a huge array of generic interests and specific pages that your fans also like. So if you create a status update, you go down to the target and you click interest and you start collecting, start typing in keywords like, you know, I would do who else is talking about social media, email marketing, etc. It will bring up the same interests that other individuals that are on Facebook, not necessarily just my fans, but other pages. So I'm going to actually be targeting. I don't know if I like the idea of targeting other pages, but it is something that could be a big game changer if you specifically want to put information out there for a specific interest group without paying for an ad. But again, you have to be careful when you're creating that text status update. You can't be salesy in it. So you really have to be intentional with the way you word your post. But that is a huge, you know, game changer. And one of the examples that Facebook gives is that if a publisher could use interest targeting to post a story about a sports game that would only be shown to people that like the teams playing. So it pull from that target other pages that are also talking about those teams.
And I can see the value in that. I mean, he's not selling anything. He's talking about a game that's coming up and, oh, it's going to be interesting perhaps, and making a comment on it, but it's going to be seen by the other group.
Exactly. What will happen is, as long as you're not selling, you're giving relevant, interesting, compelling content to someone that could organically attract them to you. They may like another page talking about it. Now all of a sudden maybe they possibly can come over and like your page. So you can gain more fans using this targeting method, as long as you're using it the right way, intentionally. Again, so much to think about when you're sitting down and building out your strategic, you know, your strategic social posting and how you want to say things, because, you know, it's going to, you know, the new interest targeting doesn't mean that you're going to reach 100% of that subject, you know, those individuals, but you're going to be able to have maybe attract some that really like how you are stating things and sharing.
Absolutely. And again, it's a social network, so you want to provide compelling and relevant information. It's not about sales. If you do enough of that, they organically come to you. And I'm the perfect example of that, because that's exactly what I do. And I've never really say, buy me. And I mean, to me, that's a big no-no. That's not what social media is about. Mm-hmm. That would be really rude.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that kind of leads into this next new update. And it's on the same drop down when you on your status update box and you hit that targeting, and there's a little drop down, you can pick it. It's like the last one. I know it is on the pages that I'm using right now. It's called post end date. What this allows you to do, again, it's in that status update box, bottom left corner under that, you click on that target symbol. But this new feature actually allows you to specify a date and a time to stop showing your post in the newsfeed. Now, what I love about this is we're talking about not being salesy, but we do push events and such out there on Facebook to let people know what's happening. Yeah, I know you do that with your radio show every week, and I do that with events that I'm having and such. So I could actually now go and put a post end date on that event so that it stops showing in the newsfeed when my event is over. Yeah. So this will be helpful, you know, for any time-sensitive topics as well. Again, you know, maybe you're posting weather reports and you don't want that to keep posting in the news feed. So you can post it and then stop, you know, for the day and then make it have it end and not be showing in the news feed by the next day because you're putting in a new weather update or something, depending on the type of business that you have. So, again, another tool to help us as business owners not oversaturate the news feed with old news, but keep things current.
Yeah, and I love this one specifically, Sherry. This has amazing power because it already does that for you when you schedule an event and you post it. It obviously has an end date, but sometimes we post things that are relevant information, and it's a tip about something that's happening on TV tonight, and you know mm-hmm. you don't want it to show tomorrow because it's a little too late, right?
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, again, it's another tool that we can use to make sure that we are communicating with our audience and really making sure that we're staying on top of current stuff so that they're not reading old news. I mean, it's like having an old, you know, nobody wants to read yesterday's newspaper. They want to read today's.
Yep, absolutely. We've got about a minute left before the break and for our next segment. Actually, a little bit less than that for our next segment. But let's talk a little bit about, let's give them a teaser. What's the next one you're going to talk about?
Well, with all these things taking place, you know, how do we, as business people, be able to get a better organic reach? You know, how do we, you know, they want, I mean, Facebook basically, they want us to spend money. They want us to take out ads. And ads work. We love creating ads for our customers and such, and we use them ourselves. But how can those that don't have a big budget for the ads, what I want to do is kind of talk about some things about what they can do without breaking the bank, basically.
And perfect.
That organic reach. Does that sound good?
And that sounds great, and we'll be back with Sherry Martin.
All right,
this
great.
Is the Thank Mommy you. To Mogul Radio Show, helping you build your business. And we'll be right back with more from Martha Sanchez after these. This is the All Business Radio Network, ABRN. Are you fascinated by the stories behind the stories? The people behind their masks? The truth about people's failures and redemptions? In both their business and personal lives. Then Off the Record Secrets Of with host Judy Schreiner is for you. It's people's secrets that make them interesting, but very few folks are willing to reveal them unless they trust that their information will be treated with accuracy, fairness, and respect. People have been entrusting their secrets to longtime business journalist Judy Schreiner for the last 25 years, and now she's bringing her expertise and impressive contact list. Tune in and call in as host Judy Schreiner talks to guests off the record as they reveal new secrets each Tuesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Welcome back to the Mommy to Mogul Radio Show with Martha Sanchez. She's here to provide you with information and resources that will empower you to build a successful business and reach financial independence. Now let's get back to the show. It's the Mommy to Mogul Radio Show, empowering women to build a successful business. And here again is your host, Martha Sanchez.
And we're back with Sherry Martin. And Sherry, you left us hanging a little bit, but I know there was one more game changer, a real quick one that you wanted to talk about.
Okay, well, actually, this just took place last night. I mean, it was in your news feed, on the very top, they'll say, hey, check out new Facebook graph search. And now what they're doing, it's only available in the U.S. for iPhone and Facebook for desktop, but you can actually find any post that you've ever seen before on Facebook just by typing in keywords a keyword or keywords phrase in the Facebook search bar. And then when they do a drop down, go to the very bottom after you've typed that in and click on the keywords at the bottom of the drop down, and it will actually take you to a stream of posts with those keywords in it. So you can kind of go through and sort. And I played that with that today to kind of see what I was with some of my businesses that I'm promoting out there right now that I've been creating some, you know, some buzz on. And I was so excited to see how their postings were showing on the top of that newsfeed with those certain keywords. So a cool game changer again, so that you can kind of, if you wanted to search for something, I put in a picture, I put in new grandbabies, and it brought up all my posts that I was talking about when we had our new twins last month and all that fun stuff. So I just find it very fun to use. So everybody, I just challenge, just go have fun on Facebook and type in some keywords of topics you know you've talked about, and click on it and see what you see.
Interesting, interesting. And that you said that just rolled out overnight.
I think overnight. I don't recall seeing it yesterday. And I wasn't on Facebook much yesterday because I was in and out. But I saw it pop up this morning, and I played on it this afternoon. So it was fun.
Oh, I got to look for that one. All right. So now let's go back to the teaser we left them with. You said you were going to talk about how we can we as business owners can impact these changes with and use these changes without breaking the bank.
Exactly. I mean, as I said, we know that Facebook wants us to actually purchase ads, and they do work. I mean, they really provide you a platform on Facebook that you can get some tremendous results. But for those of us that don't have a big budget and want to see if we can continue organically reaching and getting that, you know, building our network that way, you really just need to remember a couple of things. You have to stay true to yourself and your brand. We go back to understanding your audience. You know what content resonates with them, and make sure you're responding, you're engaging with those that are engaging with you. And also, I cannot express it enough, have a posting strategy. Don't overpost and don't sell in your posts. But this is where a content calendar would be very beneficial to you, so you can actually have a thought, you know, look at a month in advance, what message, so you have more clarity in your message that you get out there on your Facebook platform. And understand there are some things that the Facebook algorithm, which is the formula that controls what's seen in the newsfeed, what they love. They love posts with lots of comments, lots of likes. They love post types that users seem to prefer more than others, like photos, videos, you know, images. They really love to see that coming through the newsfeed. However, you want to make sure if you're uploading a video that you're sharing out a video, videos that are uploaded to Facebook will receive a larger number of views or in a larger extended viewing duration versus what you share from maybe YouTube or Vimeo. Now, I'm not saying don't put your videos up there, but if you're going to share something on Facebook, you know, go ahead and upload them to your Facebook page right there on Facebook. Also, posts that reference a trending topic, because that's lots of chatter happening about that. So when, you know, face the algorithm, they show more of that if you're talking about trending topics, using that hashtag, which is that pound sign. Also, posts that receive a high volume of engagement in a short time, they're going to have more views and be seen, have more visibility in the newsfeed as well. Posts that are take other pages within the text. So if you're tagging other pages, you're going to be seen more. You do have to kind of be careful of that, because there are some, you don't want to over-tag pages either, because that can be a pet peeve of those other pages. But posts that are liked and commented on by your friends, even on business pages, those, you know, they will be seen more within the newsfeed. Again, algorithm loves these things. Posts from pages with complete profile information. And that is, again, one thing that I always work with my clients on. Let's make sure we complete your profile on your business page before we even publish your page. Let's prepare this. It's, you know, it's like a website. You're preparing it before you open it to everyone to see. So make sure you have, and again, good keywords in that profile information as well. Posts of from pages where the fan base actually overlaps with the fan base of other known high-quality pages. So in other words, if fans that like some of the big influencers out there and they come and like your page as well, then you have an opportunity to be seen more in the news feed. Images and videos that have not previously appeared in the open graph or links that have not been posted before. In other words, publish fresh content. Don't always share what other people are sharing. And that is kind of a lot of my clients ask, well, I don't know how to create content. Is it okay to share other people's content? What you want to do is, you know, create 80% of your own content, and it's okay to share 20% of other people's. But if it's something that everybody is sharing out there, this happened on, about a week or so ago, I was sharing something, and Facebook said, this looks like something that's being shared already and, you know, out on Facebook. It blocked me from sharing it. I had never seen that before, and I've never seen it again. But that was interesting to me. In other words, they're controlling. They know what is fresh, what is oversaturated. And so the algorithm, that formula, powerful formula, is determining what is going to be seen and what is not. So, you know, those are some things that they like. Now, briefly, a few things what the algorithm is not does not like and is going to maybe kind of taboo is, again, I talked about frequently circulated content and repeated posts. That's one thing. The post that you put in, like my page, or if you use words like comment or share, those are words you have to come up with other ways of saying that, you know. We used to get by with, you know, hey, click here, you know, share this with your friends. Facebook's algorithm reads that, and they're going to stop it from being seen by more people in the news feed. So, the overly promotional content from pages, that is being monitored and will be more so come January. So we really want to make sure that you're definitely understanding your audience, knowing what they like, what you're being clear in your marketing message so that you do have an opportunity to really engage with those fans that you want to attract. That, I mean, it's a lot of work, or you can go pay for ads, which, like I say, those work really well.
Yeah. I think the issue is a lot of people are intimidated by ads and they don't really know how to make them work for them. Is the problem. And I've often thought maybe we should do a show, Sherry, just about ads, a how-to show about ads.
Richard is the Facebook ad how-to king.
So maybe we need to bring Richard on to do a how-to show about how to do ads effectively.
Yes.
Just, you know, a beginner for beginners. Not the advanced ones like he is, but for beginners.
Yep, he's actually going to be doing a boot camp here in our Melbourne, Florida area in the middle of January for our boot camp on how to create effective Facebook ads. So we're really excited to be able to share that with our community next month.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before our time is up, I want to make sure that we talk about where can people keep up to date of all the changes, because it's everybody forgets and they don't look and they don't see the changes. So how can they keep up to date with the changes other than listening to my show, listening or signing up with your activities? How can they do that?
Okay. Well, first of all, I send out every week a social media tip or social business tip. You can go to my WCNinteractive.com webpage, and on the homepage or every bottom of every page, just scroll down and it'll say sign up for your weekly business tip. So that way you can, you're going to get some stuff coming every week in your inbox. But I also highly recommend that everybody signs up for social media. Go to socialmediaexaminer.com and sign up for the, you know, for Michael Seltzner's email. He sends out an email every Saturday called This Week in Social Media. So he will really address those high points as well. So I make sure that, you know, for the novice person that doesn't want to learn as much as I do or you do, those are two ways that they can stay up on top. If you tweet, definitely follow social media and tech experts, Mari Smith, Andrea Vall, Pete Cashmore, Vivica, oh gosh, Yvonne Rosen. There are so many, Melanie DeNaro. There are so many influencers out there. Follow me, follow you. I mean, we're constantly letting people out there. So follow on Twitter. And, you know, those are great resources that you can stay updated on Facebook news and other social media information. Also, on Facebook provides three areas that you can actually, you know about. And it's Facebook for Business, which is at facebook.com/business. Facebook and Privacy, and that's at facebook.com/FB Privacy. That's the URL for those. And then the Facebook blog at blog.facebook.com. And the Facebook and Privacy page posts updates every time they revise a guideline or policy on Facebook. In addition, they do post tips every week. The Facebook blog, you can actually sign up for the RSS feed so that every time they blog, you can have a blog sent to you.
There you go. Sherry, we've got about a minute left. Did you want to share anything else with the audience quickly about where they can reach you?
Okay. Well, as I said, I am my Facebook page is WCN Interactive. So I invite you to come, you know, give us a like there because we do post relevant information. If you're on Twitter, WCN Interactive. Our webpage is WCNinteractive.com. And again, sign up for our social business tips and you can receive something from us each week. And we do write our own tips. We are constantly thinking, again, we talk and ask our audience, what do you want to know? So we make sure we're, you know, providing. It's not just Facebook tips. It's a lot of things. Networking, marketing, you know, email marketing, social media, different platforms as well. So that's how you can actually reach me. And I love to engage and address questions. So feel free to post things on our Facebook wall. And we'll address any type of questions you have as well.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Sherry. You have been an amazing guest. And don't forget to